The latest from podnews.net with Memberful, the easiest way to sell memberships to your podcast audience. AdsWiz needs your help. They're running a podcast trends survey for insights around podcast listening, creation, and advertising. And they'd like your help. Please spare a few minutes to take part by doing a survey that fits you best. We'll cover the results. You'll find the surveys linked to from our show notes and our newsletter today. Megaphone now supports premium feeds in beta using Supporting Cast. What does your podcast artwork look like in podcast apps? OnlyPod has a nice tool to show you. How does funding for audio drama work? We link to the results of a survey of 111 audio drama creators. The Hot Docs Podcast Festival is looking for Canadian podcast creators to get clips of their shows played during the events. We'll link to where to apply if you're from that country. Spotify will kill other podcast players. That's according to Ricky Yeen. He's built a thing called Palcast to help, perhaps. It'll let you compare your podcast listening on Spotify with a friend. And Podtrac have published their top 20 US podcasts for November. No change in the top four. Up first at three, NPR News Now at two, and The Daily at number one. Here's what else you need to know today about that particular ranker. It's incomplete, and it measures participating publishers only. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff. The tentative closing date for Phase 2 tag submissions in the podcast namespace is on January the 31st next year. The tags currently include person, location, named seasons, social media links, and more. The location tag is a particularly complex tag. We link to the current proposal today from our show notes and our newsletter. The author, who you may recognize, it's me, would love your feedback. Five hosting platforms are now supporting at least one element of the podcast namespace, with two more committed to supporting Phase 1 tags as well. Currently supporting all Phase 1 tags are Buzzsprout and Fireside. The person tag is nearing consensus with help from Podchaser to provide links and verification. It'll provide a way for apps and aggregators to track and display hosts, co-hosts, guests, and other people associated with podcasts and podcast episodes. And PodNews gave our feedback for the IAB version 2.1 podcast measurement guidelines document today. We've made that feedback public too, so you can see what we said. You'll find that linked from our show notes and our newsletter today.
I know these people right here. I know these people right here. I know them people right there.
All homeless.
All homeless in their cars.
They're renting not apartments, not bedrooms, beds for $1,200 a month near the college. That's outrageous.
In the last 5 years, homelessness has doubled in the U.S. 99% Invisible has launched a new series, According to Need. Katie Mingle spent 2 years trying to understand the systems that exist to address homelessness in the U.S. You'll find it in the 99% Invisible podcast feed. Te Carisi is a podcast from two Cubans who live in the US. The current episode tells the story of how one of the hosts got out of Cuba with twists, turns, getting lost at sea, and 6 months in Guantanamo. And Ken Johnson, a radio programmer, has launched Mean Ol' Lion Media. Its first podcast is Umi Says, hosted by the mum of rapper Mos Def. You can now use Memberful to build sustainable recurring revenue by selling access to a members-only podcast. It's super easy for your listeners to subscribe in their favourite podcast player. Memberful includes everything else you need to run a great membership program too, like custom branding and gift subscriptions and Apple Pay and free trials and lots of free alcohol and tons more. I made it up about the free alcohol. Anyway, you can find out more at memberful.com. That's memberful.com. And that's the latest from podnews.net.